Hallmark Channel presents Enchanted Christmas in association with Mission Pictures International and Gabriel Productions LLC. A sunny locale with palm trees and fountains decorated with holiday lights, signs to the North Pole, Elf's Workshop and Santa's house. Rooftops with a snowman, gingerbread man, and Santa and reindeer. In a house.
Hi, Connie?
Yes, Connie, how can I help you?
Yeah, this is Laura Trudell with Pleasant Getaways.
Pine Ridge.
Yes, I'm the Pine Ridge Hotel Project Manager. Yeah, I'm actually, there's a problem with the lamps.
What's our problem?
Yeah, the problem is, there are no lamps.
And you ordered lamps from us?
Yes.
Our computer showed delivery on
No, I understand. Nikki! You're gonna miss the bus!
I just checked with shipping, but we get very busy this
No, I know. The holidays are very, very busy time, but, you know, the hotel opens soon, and I want our guests to, you know, see it.
I'll find your lamp.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Nikki! You're gonna miss the bus!
I'm not gonna miss the bus.
How do you know?
Because the app says so.
An app? What are you talking about? What happened to standing on the corner freezing in the snow?
It doesn't snow here.
Oh, yeah, but it's the principle of the thing.
We should go where it does snow for Christmas, like in the movies.
Yeah, but I took you to see snow. Remember Lake Arrowhead? You saw it.
Yeah, but I didn't actually see it. You know, like falling from the sky.
Okay, I get it. I'll take you next year, okay? Put this in your bag. You're gonna miss the bus. Come on.
In an office.
Thank you very much, huh? We'll talk soon. Perfect. Laura!
I'm here.
Laura,
good morning.
Perfect.
You seem a little more stressed than usual.
I bought a hotel over the weekend.
It was Thanksgiving.
I made the deal anyway. It was too good to pass up. It does come with a few strings.
Okay, what are the strings?
They're in the middle of construction. They went bankrupt. We have to finish the job.
I have 2 weeks left on Pine Ridge, and then...
I didn't tell you the biggest string. The job has to be done by Christmas Eve.
All right, that's in 4 weeks. What kind of work are we looking at?
About 8 weeks worth.
A slideshow.
Oh, that is...
a mess, yeah.
Yes,
He shows photos of the hotel under construction. Suddenly, Laura's mouth drops open.
That is the Enchanted Lodge.
Rosemont, Utah. That's where you're from, isn't it?
I can't do this.
Of course you can. Why not?
Because it is Christmas, and I cannot leave my daughter on Christmas.
You don't have to leave your daughter. You take her with you. You have family there, right?
My father.
Perfect. You, your dad, his grandchild. I understand that's very popular this time of year.
Honestly, this just looks like it's way more than 4 weeks worth of work.
Laura, we don't have a choice. They made it part of the deal. The job has to be done by Christmas Eve for this huge event.
The Enchanted Christmas Show.
If we don't finish the job by then, I have to pay a huge financial penalty, and I'm not doing it. Here you go. Wednesday. You have to be there by Wednesday.
He hands her a file, which she drops on a table in a break room with a man.
Ah, so you heard about the new hotel?
I can't go back to Utah.
Of course you can. You just jump on the 15, you head northeast about... Not in a joking mood. Okay. It's about your dad?
No, it's a little bit about my dad. He was really mad when I left.
Your husband had just died. Sure, he knows how tough it was for you.
You do not know my father.
We've only been dating for 2 months. I think dragging each other into complicated family dynamics is what we give each other on our 6-month anniversary. Still not ready, okay.
You know, of course it had to be the Enchanted Lodge, and of course it had to be during the Christmas Eve show.
Oh, you know about it?
Yeah, kind of. I used to be in it.
Doing what?
I danced.
But you can't dance.
Okay, how would you know?
We were at that place for our second or third date, and then I asked you to dance, and you said, I can't dance.
No, I said I don't dance. There's a big difference.
Okay, I need to hear everything about this.
This job is forcing me to walk down memory lane against my will.
Memory lane can be nice.
No, not mine. Mine is dark and scary, and it has lots of potholes. I have been working so hard to feel settled here in LA and doing it alone with this job and with Nikki. It's just, I can't go back to the lodge. I can't.
Listen, maybe it won't be so bad.
No, you're right. It won't be, because I'm going to walk in there. I'm going to tell Oliver that I am absolutely not going back.
Laura rolls luggage to her car.
Yes. Nikki, go get your suitcase. Dad? Dad, yeah, sorry. Okay, we will be there through Christmas. And you're sure you can tutor Nikki? Okay. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. I have to go. Bye. Hey, where's your suitcase?
I'm not going.
Oh, you're not, huh?
No, I'm staying here.
Oh, you're gonna stay here all by yourself?
I can stay with Sarah. She's my best friend. She won't mind.
Well, I think her parents might have a different idea of that. Besides, you don't want to disappoint your grandpa. Don't you want to see him?
Yeah, but why can't he just come here like he usually does?
Because I have to go there.
But if we're there for Christmas, how is Santa going to find us?
You don't know. Santa is an expert people finder. The whole nice list thing. And it snows there. It snows there! You're gonna have a snowy Christmas!
Can we leave Santa a note?
Yes. I love you.
Driving.
What do you think, Nikki?
Why isn't it snowing? I want to see it snowing.
Because it doesn't snow all the time, but it'll happen before we leave.
We need enough to make a snowman, otherwise it doesn't count.
Oh, really? Says who?
Mother Nature.
Oh, yeah. Well, can't really argue with her.
They drive towards snowy mountains in the distance. Now they pull up to a large house. Wearing an apron, Laura's dad joins them in the foyer and gives them both big hugs.
Hello? Dad? Hey, do you need help? Come here.
There they are. How's my favorite granddaughter?
Grandpa, I'm your only granddaughter.
That doesn't make it any less true. You probably don't remember this place, do you?
No.
How old was she, Laura, when you moved to Los Angeles?
She was very young. Mm. Hi, Dad.
Hi. Oh, you must be starving after that long drive.
Yes.
Guess what I'm making?
Tamales?
Tamales?
You only make tamales on Christmas.
My daughter and my granddaughter back home, that's like Christmas Day to me. Come on, Nikki, you want to help me?
Yeah.
Hey. I fixed up your old room for you if you want to put your stuff away. It's okay. The second door on the right.
I know where my room is, Dad.
Just making sure. It has been a long time. So, Nikki, what do you want for Christmas?
Snow. Not lazy snow that sits around all day. I want snow that falls from the sky and lands on your tongue.
There's nothing quite as magical as the flakes coming down, surrounded by friends and family at home.
At the dining table.
What's so funny?
It's just nice to know that some things never change.
Why don't we have tamales at home?
Because I don't make them as good as your grandpa.
I tried to teach her when she was young, but she was always too busy with her dancing.
Dancing? Wait, you were a dancer?
No, and not...
Yes, she was.
Dad. Dad.
Photos.
Dad.
Ticket stubs, programs, posters.
Stop.
Oh, and look at this.
An album.
Oh, my... Look.
That's you?
Yes, she was very beautiful when she danced.
Photos of dancers.
Who's that?
Oh. Oh, that's your mother's dance partner. What's his name?
Oh, stop. It's Ricardo.
What happened to him?
I don't know. Last I heard, he was touring with some dance company in Europe. Probably a million miles away from here.
Inside a dance studio, two partners twirl and spin on the floor, executing more and more complicated moves.
Okay. It's way too slow. It's not fast enough. I don't think it's the right song.
I think it's fine, but what else you got?
What else I got? I probably have every Christmas CD ever made.
Ever?
Ever in the history of the entire world.
All right, well, then we shouldn't have a hard time finding something that works better.
They look through CDs.
Taylor, have I told you how thankful I am that you're doing this show with me?
Ricardo, it's not a big deal. Tour ended, and I really didn't have anything else to do for Christmas, so.
This is what Christmas is all about. The fact that they asked me to come back, it just means so much. I mean, my Aunt Claudia is actually producing the whole thing, so I kind of had an in, but hey, I'll take it.
So it feels good to be home then, right?
Yeah.
He sees a photo of himself kissing Laura on the cheek.
Yeah, I guess. I'm sorry. I don't make it back home that often. I guess I've just become accustomed to whatever hotel I'm in, that's home.
But there must be something that made you want to come back, right?
Good night, sweetie.
Night, Dad.
At her dad's house, Laura eyes the same photo in a frame on a dresser alongside several trophies and medals. Laura holds her arms up as if with a partner and glides over the floor. At the studio, Ricardo similarly pretends to have a partner and begins dancing across the floor when another woman walks in with shopping bags.
I'm here!
Hey, Aunt Claudia.
I'm sorry, I'm so late. I had to meet with the choir director, and then I had to meet with the guy who's doing the programs, and chase down the permission slips, and the antlers. I forgot the antlers!
You need to relax, okay? Just breathe.
Hey, Claudia, do you want to put together the show for the 75th anniversary of the Christmas celebration? It'll be easy.
Yes, and everybody is saying you're doing a great job, so.
Yeah, except for the fact that I forgot to pick up the antlers for the kids' show.
And I'm sure that they're going to be in the exact same place tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we have to go to the hotel to see the ballroom, which is a whole other mess.
Yeah, I heard somebody bought the place.
Yeah, some company out of L.A., they swear they're going to have everything ready by Christmas Eve, but I don't know.
I don't know. You're probably going to have to get a backup location.
That's not funny.
I'm kidding. It's a joke. Look, we got to have fun. We're doing it for a good cause. Raising money for after school programs.
It's a good cause. We're doing this for a good cause. Okay. Here are the permission slips from the parents so you can start rehearsals with the kids.
Got it. Sweet. Thank you. Oh, one thing. These kids, they're pretty good at ballet, right? Because my routine, it's really hard.
What?
She grabs the slips.
No! Most of these kids have never danced before in their lives.
It's a joke, Aunt Claudia. I'm joking. Come here. Oh, you're doing amazing, okay? It's gonna be kids doing easy steps with reindeer costumes. I promise. How many boxes you got?
Four. That's five.
Anything for me?
Yeah.
Laura comes into a coffee shop, surprising a woman who is untangling holiday lights.
Alicia!
What? What are you doing here? I haven't seen you in like a billion years.
Okay, relax. I just saw you in LA in like July.
Okay, well, that's not the same as you being here in Rosemont, okay? I mean, we grew up here together. We spent every Christmas here together. Did you want something?
Yes, a coffee to go, please. Plain.
Come on, it's Christmas. How about a peppermint coffee?
Sold.
Okay, wait, but what about you? What are you doing here in Rosemont?
Well, I am remodeling the Enchanted Lodge.
You're kidding me.
No, really. I don't think I've been there in about 10 years.
Do you ever hear from Ricardo?
Oh, no, not since he left for that tour.
Still mad at him for that.
No, it was what it was. If he hadn't left, I wouldn't have met Daniel, and I wouldn't have had Nikki, so I hope he's happy doing whatever it is he's doing.
On the house.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that.
Well, I'm actually hoping to bribe you into staying and helping me with Christmas decorations.
There's not enough free coffee in the world for me to stay and do that. I have a lot of Christmas shopping to do, so do you want to go Christmas shopping with me?
Yeah, sure. Sounds fun.
Okay, tonight?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Here, we'll see you.
Now Laura pulls up to the lodge. Inside, she surveys the empty main room, filled with construction materials and scaffolding.
Hello? Hello?
A man enters with a drafting tube.
Oh boy.
Hi, you must be Laura.
Laura Trudeau, project manager.
Edward Larson, I'm your construction foreman. But since I'll be your best friend for the next 4 weeks, you can just call me Eddie. So, what do you think?
It's freezing in here.
Not to worry. The furnace is definitely at the top of a long list of things to do. We'll take care of you. Want to take a walk?
Lead the way.
All right. The good news is most of the guest rooms are in pretty good shape. Little furniture is all they need, really.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we have some work to do in the lobby. But the dining room, the pool deck, and the restaurant, that's what needs the most help.
What about the fountain? There used to be a fountain right here.
Oh, yeah. I guess they got rid of it. We can get you a new one.
Oh, no, that's okay. It wouldn't be necessary. It just wouldn't be the same. How about the ballroom?
Not too bad. You want to see it?
Yes.
Right this way.
Ricardo, Claudia, and Taylor enter the ballroom.
Oh, okay. Well, this place looks different. But it's not bad.
It's not good.
Well, it's not good.
I don't know. It's gonna have to work, but this floor definitely needs a polish.
How are they gonna get everything done in time?
I'm sure who's ever in charge of the renovations got it all under control. What time do you say that they'd be here?
The construction guy, Eddie. He says they should be here any time.
Okay. I guess I'll go find him.
And down here is
the ballroom.
Oh, you know this place.
Oh, I used to spend a lot of time at the Enchanted. I was in the Christmas Eve show every year.
Really? What did you do?
Believe it or not, I was a dancer.
Wow, impressive. You still do that?
Oh, no. That was a long time ago.
Okay, well, you ready for a blast from the past then?
Sure.
Eddie opens the door Ricardo is walking through.
Laura!
Ricardo! What are you doing here?
I'm here for the Christmas Eve show. Wait, what are you doing here?
I work for the company that bought the lodge.
You're kidding me. It's amazing.
Oh, hi!
Laura, hi! How's your daughter?
Great, she's here, actually.
Oh, hey. And this is Taylor. She's my...
Longtime partner.
Dance partner.
Hi, Laura. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
Laura and I, actually, we used to...
Be partners.
Be partners, yeah. Huh. Dancing. Yeah.
So, the ballroom.
Yes, ballroom. What's going on with the ballroom?
So it's not as bad as it looks, okay? I mean, it'll take a little bit of work, but my crew's fast. Gotta paint. Obviously, we need to redo the floor.
And get chairs, hopefully. Yes, actually, all the furniture is coming in on the 20th. Do you mind showing them the staging area? I have to make a quick call.
Yeah, no problem. All right, you guys come with me.
Okay.
Claudia and Taylor follow Eddie, but Ricardo goes in the other direction after Laura.
Hey, Laura! Laura! I can't believe that you're here.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of that today.
How long are you in town for?
Until the lodge opens. You?
Oh, me. I'm probably going to go back on tour in January, so until then.
That's great.
Oh, hey, the fountain's gone.
Yeah, a lot's changed. Listen, I need to make that call.
Totally, yeah, sure. I'm gonna go probably talk to Claudia. And you'll be around though, right?
I will be here.
Cool. Okay, well, I'll see you around. Okay.
At night, Alicia and Laura have coffee outside.
Ricardo is here now, doing a show in the hotel that you're in charge of. It's like fate. It's like kismet. It's like
I'm dating someone.
You are?
Yes, Scott.
And why didn't I know about this?
Because it's new. Besides, you should have seen Ricardo's dance partner.
Well, are they dating or just dancing?
I don't know, probably both.
Well, you need to find out.
Why? It's none of my business.
What if the two of you start remembering the good old days?
Oh, we won't. He left. Oh my gosh, I knew coming back here was a bad idea.
Well, what are you gonna do?
What? Oh, there's nothing to do. We were whatever we were, and it was a long time ago. We can't get back together. we can't.
Connie and her granddad.
So, what are these called again?
Luminarias. See? Put the sand in.
They load the paper bags.
Then we take a candle, like so. We have luminarias.
Pretty.
We'll put them along the pathway in front of the house. Okay?
Cool.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Mom.
What are you guys doing?
We're making
luminarias.
Oh, luminarias. Very nice. Wow.
Yeah.
What did you guys learn with your schoolwork today?
Oh. We didn't quite get through all of the assignments the school sent.
We went to go look at Christmas decorations. I told Grandpa some of the things I put on my list for Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Hey,
I have an idea. Why don't you take these inside? Yes, and then you finish telling me. I'll be right in a little bit, okay? Yeah?
Connie takes the shopping bags.
Dad.
I haven't seen her in a year. Can you blame me for wanting to spoil her a little, spend some quality time together? Can you help me with this? You used to love this. Come on.
Look, I get it. I just don't want her falling behind in her schoolwork, okay?
Okay, I understand. I'm sorry.
Yes. You know, how about this? Why don't you guys come do school at the lodge? There are plenty of rooms, and then we all get quality time together.
Are you sure it's not because you want to keep an eye on me? You can trust me, you know?
I am going to tell you something that you told me when I was 16 and I wanted to go to Salt Lake City to go see a concert with Alicia. Never trust someone who says trust me.
Daytime at the studio, Ricardo pulls the picture of himself kissing Laura on the cheek out from the other photos and stares at it, sighs, then places it at the front of the group of pictures. At the lodge, Laura and Eddie supervise the progress in the ballroom as workers carry in garland, evergreen, and a big wreath of berries.
The tree is going to go by the fireplace, but I think we still have to find the budget for garland, lights, a big wreath.
Like this.
Coming through.
Yes. Yes.
I found it in storage.
Thank you.
Girl, you know I got your back.
Oh.
High five.
Oh, will you just give me a minute? I have to go check on Nikki.
You see? You get it?
No. I don't understand.
Okay. Okay. You see this? This cookie? Okay, watch. 2, 4.
Nikki and Granddad.
How much is in my mouth?
1/4?
Yes!
Fist bump.
Where's Mama?
Hi!
We're doing fractions.
You're doing fractions? With, Christmas cookies. But I bought all the books and things for you to use.
What's that?
I think it's the music for the Christmas show.
Can we go see?
Oh, well, they're practicing right now. I don't think we can watch a practice.
I'm sure I could arrange a preview for a special guest.
Ricardo.
I just wanted to make sure that the music wasn't too loud. We're rehearsing with the kids. I know that you're studying.
A little bit.
Mr. Montoya, it is so good to see you again. Ricardo Archuleta, I used to dance
yes.
with.
I remember.
Cool.
This is Nikki, my daughter. Nikki, this is Ricardo. We used to be old friends.
Yes. Hi, Nikki. Ricardo, it is very nice to meet you. Oh, it's a good handshake. Would you like to see all the kids rehearsing and get like a little sneak preview of the Christmas show?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, only if it's okay with your mother.
How about we go for a few minutes and then we come back and do more fractions? So you get a little break, okay? Yeah?
Awesome. Thank you, Mom. Come on.
1, 2, 3. Keep going. 5, 6, 7, and 1, 2, 3.
Just keep it down, 'cause we're nervous. 5, 6. Hey, let's do it with antlers.
The kids run over to Claudia.
Can I have some antlers?
Oh, you know what? I think those are just for the dancers. I'm sorry.
She can dance if she wants to.
She hasn't missed much.
I could be in the show.
You know what?
Yes, you can be in the show if you want to.
I'm sorry. I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
Because you have schoolwork.
So do they. We only practice for like an hour. A few times a week, that's it.
I think that's really sweet of you, but I just don't think it's a good... Hey, I said no.
Come on, Nikki. Those fractions won't divide themselves, right?
Come on.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It's just a kid's dance.
Okay, that's how I started out. And look what happened.
She leaves him.
1, 2, 3, 4, good. 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, kids.
How many trees are you getting?
A lot. Yes. Nikki, what do you think of this?
It's okay.
Hey, what's the matter? I thought you loved picking out Christmas trees.
For our house. These are for the lodge.
Yeah, but you still get to decorate these too.
I can do that, but I can't be in the show.
What did I tell you?
Nikki, I'm sure that if your mother doesn't want you in the show, she has a really good reason, okay? You do have a good reason.
Dad.
At the lodge, Laura supervises decorations in the ballroom.
It's good.
Hi.
Oh. Hey.
We keep missing each other.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just really busy.
Okay, yeah, look, I just wanted to say I'm sorry for overstepping with Nikki.
No, it's okay, she's gonna be fine.
Great, so I was kind of hoping maybe we could chat and talk about old times.
Actually, I don't really think that's a good idea.
Why?
Because the last time we saw each other, it didn't really end very well.
Okay, so you're still upset that I left.
No, I'm not upset.
No, I mean, I do remember a lot of yelling.
No, I was a little angry.
A little angry. Because I think you threw something at me. No, you did. You definitely threw something at me.
It was an ornament from the Christmas tree.
That's right. It was right after we took the picture by the fountain. You ripped the ornament off and chucked it right at me.
Okay, for the record, I didn't throw it at you. I threw it, but you got in the way.
Okay. Well, thank you for the clarification.
You know, I was a lot angry. But I'm not anymore. And I think that's my point. It was a long time ago. We are both not who we used to be, so I don't understand what bringing up the past is gonna accomplish.
Oh, I just...
Hey, I really need to focus. I need to concentrate on just getting this lodge done. You should be concentrating on the Christmas show. Let's just leave it at that, okay?
Mr. Montoya and Nikki at a table with worksheets.
Okay, what part of the equation is this?
Mom was in the Christmas show, right?
Nikki, pay attention, please.
Was she good?
She was very good. She was remarkable. Now, in this problem...
Why did she stop?
Because she realized that math was more important.
Grandpa.
Nikki, Christmas is about much more than all that. It's about spending time with your family and being with the people you love, right?
Crosses her arms.
Yeah.
Well, that's what your mother wanted to do. She wanted to spend Christmas with the people she loved, like you.
Santa named a reindeer Dancer, right?
Right.
So he must have loved dancing. I love dancing too, which means I should be in the Christmas show. I really want to be in.
Right.
At her dance home at night, Laura settles onto the sofa with a remote control and begins playing an old tape of herself dancing with Ricardo in a studio filled with Christmas trees. She smiles and laughs as she watches, then is distracted by a text from Scott reading, "Just checking in." She looks again to the video, where Ricardo hugs her from behind and kisses the back of her head, her face full of joy. She reads the next text, "Call when you get a chance, XXOO," and drops the phone to continue watching the tape. Her dad enters the room in time to see Ricardo flip Laura into a lift onto his shoulder and spin her.
You were very pretty in that dress.
It's my favorite. What are you doing up?
Just getting some water. You?
Just watching some old stuff.
Dancing was so important to you. You would look forward to every performance like it was the biggest thing in the whole world.
It's because it was back then.
They watch together and smile.
I guess little girls need something to look forward to.
His smile fades as he stares at her. She turns to look back at him.
Well played. Well played, Dad.
Good night, sweetie.
Night.
Daytime at the lodge. Work continues outside. Inside, the children dance.
All right, guys, let's go from the top. Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8. Candy cane, stripes around the candy cane. Good, candy cane, stripes around the candy cane. Now pony, good, pony, pony. Here we go, and heel toe, heel toe. All right, guys, it's getting there, it's getting there. How do you feel, good?
Yeah.
It's gonna look great. All right, guys, good job, you guys are looking great. Hey, go take 5, meet your parents over there, and I'll see you guys in a minute, okay?
Laura on a bench outside.
This was our favorite spot. Miss it?
Yeah.
Ricardo takes a seat beside her.
Yeah, we used to come out here before the Christmas Eve show and make a lot of wishes into that fountain.
Yeah. I bet you if they saved every penny that we threw in there, they probably could have bought a whole new fountain.
Probably. We had a lot of dreams back then.
Yeah. We did. How are you? I'm sorry, can I ask that? Is that weird?
No, it's not weird. I'm good. I'm good. I have a really great job. Yeah. Cute little house in L.A.
Okay. You know, I heard that you moved away after Daniel. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I had no idea that you were even married until my mom called me on tour and I found out.
Yeah, we met about 6 months after you left, and I loved him, so we got married. We just kind of knew. And I had Nikki, and... But what about you? I mean, you came back to do the Christmas show.
Me? Yeah. You know, I, can't believe it myself. But, no, it's good. It's good. It's good. I'm happy to be back home for Christmas here at the Enchanted.
Oh, this was Christmas.
This was Christmas every year. I mean, everybody we knew, everybody we loved, they were here, one place. I don't know. I guess I just kind of missed it.
Listen, is there still room for Nikki in the show?
He breaks into a smile.
Really?
I just think she needs to have a little fun right now.
Okay. Yes, of course. Plenty of room. How about you?
What about me?
Well, after seeing the ballroom, don't you want to be in the Christmas show, dance a little?
Oh, no. No.
Not even a little?
Absolutely not. Oh. Not even a little bit.
Okay, come on. Come here.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to make you a deal.
Okay.
You promise me that Nikki's going to have a great time in the show, and I will promise you I won't tell my dad that you actually tried to convince me to be in the Christmas show.
Deal.
They shake. Laura heads to the ballroom as Nikki runs out, and her granddad chases her.
Hey, go take 5.
Hey, Nikki?
No, it's okay. We got a little problem, okay? It's okay.
Oh.
No, I got it. It's okay.
Okay. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, she is frustrated. The other girls are a little bit ahead of her because she came in late, and I guess you could say Nikki is a bit, competitive.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Mr. Montoya comes into the room where they did schoolwork to find Nikki sitting at the table with her arms crossed.
What's her name?
Who?
The girl in the dance group. I think she's better than you.
Danielle. She knows the steps better than me.
Is the dance too hard?
No.
It's just that Danielle is better.
No, I'm as good as her.
But everyone else will think she's better than you.
They will.
Until you go back in there and prove her wrong.
Nikki's eyes dart back and forth, and she finally gets up and heads back into the ballroom, pulling Ricardo by the hand.
Hey.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
I'm feeling some deja vu.
Oh, mommy guessed you gave her the she thinks she's better than you speech.
Can't argue with the classics.
Okay.
At night outside stores, Laura carries several bags.
Look who it is.
Hey.
Christmas shopping?
Yeah, Nikki's wish list. I'm actually headed back to the lodge.
Me too, can I help?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Oh. Hey, how's the finale coming with Taylor?
Oh, it's good. It's really good.
Yeah?
I mean, not as good as back when you and I were partners, but it's good.
Oh, well, of course not.
We have been together for many years, so.
Ooh, together?
Professionally. We started as friends on the dance tour and stayed friends ever since. How about you?
There's a guy.
Oh, a guy.
Scott.
Scott. Cool. Well, how's the rest of the lodge coming? Because the ballroom looks amazing.
Oh, good. Good. It's coming along.
Okay. Well, if you need any help, I'm actually a hotel expert. I've lived in hotels for the past 10 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. What would your number one complaint be?
Number one complaint? Hangers.
Hangers? Yep. Okay, I was not expecting that.
No, there's never enough hangers. Okay, and don't even get me started. Those metal ones that, like, they stick in the thing and you can't really get them out.
Those are the worst.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, hold on. How about soap? I don't like the soap.
You don't like soap?
No, they're so small, and when you try and, like, get them in your hands, they always slip out. You can't get a good lather. Why am I telling you this?
No. Thank you. I have a lot to work on now.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I should be around. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
It's kind of random, but if the fountain was outside still, what would your Christmas wish be?
That's a good one.
No pressure.
Okay. Well, that Nikki would be happy. That's my number one.
Of course.
And that this lodge gets done. And that I fall in love again. You?
Me.
Hangers and soap.
Hangers and soaps. Yep. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, sorry.
Did you take that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah. Hey. I'll see you.
Thanks again.
Hey.
Hey.
We've been missing each other.
Oh, I know. It's okay. It's just good to hear your voice.
Well, you might not think so when you hear what I have to say.
What do you mean?
Oliver reviewed the progress reports, and he's not happy.
About what?
He's worried about the deadline.
Why is Oliver coming to you instead of me?
Okay, fine. Well, you can tell Oliver that
we are on schedule and on budget, and if he's still not happy, he can come down here and run this project himself. I didn't even want to be here in the first place.
You really want me to tell him that?
No, I don't really feel like getting fired today. I will call Oliver tomorrow and I will run him through the progress step by step.
You know what? It's okay. I will talk him off the ledge.
No, it's okay. Honestly, it was a lot better hearing it all from you. So, hey, I actually have to run, but I will call you tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
She hangs up and goes into the ballroom to find Claudia and Ricardo arguing with Taylor.
Why can't you just find someone else to do it?
Because we're the grand finale. I mean, they've been doing this for 75 years. It's a tradition. We can't just not do it.
What's going on?
Taylor over here has a new audition for some new European tour, but I can't take it because I'm already committed to the show.
Which is why we have been able to sell a ton of tickets. He's the hometown boy who went out and made it big. If he's not in the show, people are going to want their money back.
I am sorry, but this is too big to say no to.
What if you don't even get the role?
Trust me, that's not going to be an issue.
Well, couldn't you just go to the audition and come back?
It's in London in 3 days, okay? If I drop out now, that'll give you a chance to find somebody else to do it. You've got 2 weeks.
How are we supposed to find someone to do this who's good enough to do this in such short notice?
Claudia and Ricardo both look past Taylor, and Taylor turns so that they are all looking at Laura.
Why is everybody looking at me?
Now in dancing clothes, Ricardo and Laura take the studio floor.
I cannot believe I'm doing this.
You know, neither can I.
Ugh. If the show doesn't end well, it reflects badly on the lodge. And my boss is already pretty upset, so the show must go on, right?
Yes, the show must go on, exactly. So, come on.
Okay.
So, we're not going to be doing a salsa like we used to. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a traditional foxtrot with a few added bells and whistles.
Which I was never good at the foxtrot, so...
We're just going to do some basic moves and let's see where you're at.
You mean how rusty I am?
It's like riding a bike.
A rusty bike. Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Slow, quick.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. No, I thought it was...
It's okay. It's okay.
Quick, slow, quick, slow.
Yes,
slow, exactly. Slow.
Just breathe. Here we go. And slow.
They begin to glide.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Feels better.
Good. Are you nervous?
No. Yes.
But yes. You shouldn't be nervous. Shake it out. Okay. Like the kids do. Shake it out.
Stop.
Shake it out.
I'm shaking it out. Let's go.
Okay, relax. Ready?
Okay.
He holds her back and her hand, and they begin the formal dance, getting into the rhythm and moving together.
Tis the season and getting cold. It would be nice to have someone to hold. In your blue like a wind from the past. Now it feels like it's Christmas at last.
He twirls her out, and she spins back to him, causing her skirt to flare out.
Sitting with you by my side, sharing tales in my own.
Laura, Alicia, Nikki, and Mr. Montoya decorate.
Okay, I think we need to start with some green.
Yeah. What about this one?
The joys of being a dancer, huh?
Oh, wow. I'm using muscles I forgot I had.
How do you forget muscles?
Well, it's actually from sitting at a desk for way too long.
Well, I'm just glad you're back doing what you love.
Used to love and used to be good at. Oh, I forgot about this. Do you remember this ornament? Wait, where did we get it?
Salt Lake City, remember?
Yeah.
We snuck down to go to that concert and then there was this freak snowstorm and we
stayed inside all day and went to bed early.
We absolutely did.
So it snows there, but not here?
It will snow here, Nikki.
Grandpa, I'm skeptical.
Whoa! Where did you learn that word?
Grandpa said it when Ricardo was telling him that you wouldn't get her dancing. He told me what it meant.
Oh, he did he?
Yep. Did I use it right, Grandpa?
Yes, you did. Nice work.
Dad, can I just talk to you for a second?
We have to get the tree done.
Girls, do you have the tree for a little bit?
Yes, of course.
Yes?
All right, why don't you start with some reds now?
In the kitchen.
Are you talking to Ricardo?
I'm not allowed to talk to him.
Not about me?
I don't like you with him again.
I am not with him. We are just doing the Christmas show together. I am being very careful. I'm not going to get hurt. I'm just a little sore.
I didn't mean that kind of hurt.
No, I know. We are going to have an amazing Christmas. You and me and Nikki at the Enchanted, just like we always used to every year. And afterwards, we're going to go back to LA and we're going to have our own life. And Ricardo will go wherever he's going to go, Europe or Asia or tour wherever. I am being careful. Want a cookie?
Now in the ballroom, the children practice their dance routine as some moms serve up hot chocolate and cookies.
All right, here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah!
Oh, hey, you guys don't want any Christmas cookies or hot chocolate, do you?
Hey, save me a cookie.
Ricardo?
Yeah, what's up, Nikki?
I always forget the part that comes after we're in the big circle.
Okay. Okay, so we got to help you remember it. Name me three things that you love during Christmas time.
Presents. Christmas cookies.
Love those.
Santa.
Santa, good job. High five. So this first part, we're going to call it Christmas presents, because you're going to reach out and you're going to grab all the Christmas presents. Try it. Exactly. And now put your feet together. Boom. This next part, we're going to call it Santa Claus. So we're going to ball change, grab the chimney, and spin all the way around. You got it? Perfect. You said that you like cookies, right?
I love cookies.
Okay. This next part is my favorite part. It's called cookies. So you're going to take a step back, you're going to grab the cookies, and you're going to take them back to your room so you can eat all of them. You got it? All right, let's try it. Here we go. So we have Christmas presents. Feet together. And now we're going to do Santa Claus. Grab the chimney. Spin all the way around, and then grab those cookies. Step back, grab the cookies, and bring them all the way back to your room. You got it?
Yeah.
Good job. Now go get some hot chocolate cookies, enjoy, and have some fun, okay?
Laura joins him.
Thank you.
I'm just doing my job.
You just never really seem like the kid kind of guy.
Well, when you knew me, I was a kid, and I grew up.
Says the guy who just labeled his choreography as Santa presents and cookies.
You know what? You can say what you want, but sometimes it takes, you know, just seeing things from a different angle. You know, changing the way that your brain thinks so you can actually get the result that you want. Not that hard.
Yeah, I wish I could get the results that I want.
You know, I think that you're too hard on yourself sometimes.
It's just, how do you think I'm doing?
I think you're doing great. It's gonna take some time, but I think you're doing great.
We have 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you have a whole team around you. It's not just on you. So relax, okay? Okay?
Okay.
You know what? I just got an idea. And it's gonna help you see things from a different angle. 5 minutes, meet me in the parking lot, bring Nikki.
Wait.
5 minutes.
On a ski lift.
Oh, Christmas tree, how faithful are thy leaves. Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves teach me a lesson. You bloom with summer's fairest rose.
Now they practice their performance.
There's bitter snow. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. How faithful are thy leaves.
Hi. Oh, hi. There's leftovers in the fridge.
Wow, what's going on?
I found 4 more boxes of Christmas decorations. So I'm pretty sure they're plotting something.
How was practice, Mom?
Oh, it was good, hard. It's a style I'm not really used to.
And the lodge? You're not forgetting about your job, are you?
I am working during the day and I'm rehearsing in the evening.
And what about Christmas?
Well, I'm here now.
Laura answers her phone.
Hi, this is Laura. Yes, now is a good time. Yes, of course, of course.
Now with Eddie.
Done here.
Well, we have a huge problem. The moving company called and one of their vans is out of commission.
Okay.
They can't deliver the furniture till the 28th.
But we open on the 24th.
Yeah, I told them that.
So what, we're not supposed to have furniture for 4 days?
Looks like it's gonna be that way.
That's unacceptable.
Yeah, I told them that too.
What did they say?
See you on the 28th.
Oh no, you know what?
Where is their number? I'm going to call them right now, and I'm going to figure this out. No.
Okay.
It's going to be fine.
Group one, come over here.
Oh, we still need more Christmas decorations for around the room, but I don't have much left in the budget. It needs to be super merry and super cheap.
What's wrong, Danielle? I can't get this one part right. Like, I keep forgetting how it goes.
Oh, that's candy cane.
What? You go like this, and then this drives around the candy cane. See? Candy cane. Thanks, Nikki.
You know what? I saw some boxes in the storage room. We could wrap them in wrapping paper, make them look like Christmas presents.
I love it.
I love it.
I have a bunch of wrapping paper at home.
I know you do. I'm going to go try and grab them.
Thank you.
Yes.
Ricardo walks through the kitchen. Pulling apart plastic curtains, he checks out a storage room.
Well, how about that?
At night, Laura directs Eddie.
Okay, so we are going to buy an overpriced sideboard from the antique guy who's going to give us the football tickets for the paint guys who are going to lend us their truck and their crew to get the movers here on the 22nd so everything can be done by the 24th. Whoa, am I missing anything? Did somebody order some magic beans?
No. I think we did it.
Eddie, thank you so much. I could not have done it without you. Thank you. You know what? If we hurry up, we can make it to the tree lighting ceremony.
Yes. See you there?
Yeah.
All right. Ricardo joins her.
Hey.
Hey. I am so sorry. I missed rehearsal.
No. All good. I actually found something else to do. Do you want to see?
You know what? The tree lighting is...
5 minutes. I promise.
Okay.
Come on.
Ricardo.
No peeking. Here we go. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three.
The fountain is in place and running.
How did you find...
I found it under a tarp. I guess they meant to put it back together and they just forgot.
I cannot believe this is here.
Okay, so right over here is where we used to take all the pictures right before the Christmas show.
Yeah, we would make our Christmas Eve wishes and throw our pennies in.
Oh, and over here is where we had that big fight and you threw the Christmas ornament.
Yeah, sorry.
Look, I did all this because I didn't want that to be our last memory.
Okay. You already know my Christmas wish for the future. I want to know what yours would be. Other than hangers and soap.
Those are important, though.
I think it's time that I buy my own hangers and soap. And hopefully find someone to share it with.
He extends an open hand.
And maybe a Christmas dance.
She takes his hand and they begin dancing around the fountain. He twirls her and then dips her as Scott walks up to look down into her face.
Laura?
Scott?
At the tree lighting.
4, 3, 2, 1! Merry Christmas!
It is freezing. Aren't you cold?
No, I guess I'm actually kind of used to it.
We need to get you back to L.A.
Why did you come out here? Really, why are you out here?
Because I wanted to see you.
And it had nothing to do with the fact that Oliver was worried about the lodge?
No, not at all.
Okay, because I have everything under control.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. But since I'm here, I might as well help out. Although I'm not exactly sure why you want to be a part of the show.
Well, Ricardo's an old friend of mine, and the show is really important, and it gives the lodge a big grand opening night.
Well, if the lodge isn't finished, then there may not be a grand opening night.
I thought you believed that I had it under control.
I do. I don't want you to be distracted.
I can do both. I can do all of it.
Oh my goodness, look at that.
The room service menu has been approved. People to cook what's on the menu have been trained, and the Wi-Fi is up. We're in the home stretch.
Batter up.
Yes.
That sounds like a great team effort.
Sign reads, grand opening in 1 week. Laura and Ricardo rehearse.
I don't get, this is just like, you know what, it's just like, if we could just make that shorter, or, I don't know, I can't do that one.
I got an idea.
Stay right there.
They practice a lift, but they miss.
This is the one.
Don't wait.
Ready?
Yeah.
They miss again.
Oh, don't worry, that's the last thing we got.
Okay.
Hey, what's this invoice for?
We changed the order on the amenities in the room.
In-room amenities?
More hangers, better soap.
Yep, okay. Here we go. This is the one.
The lift works.
Why? That's it.
At the cafe, Alicia presents a drink in a mug.
Call it the Christmas present. Ooh, what's in it? Well, you have to open it to find out.
Laura sips and then frowns.
Oh, I hope you kept the receipt. Oh, I have to go. Bye.
Laura and Ricardo continue rehearsing. Then Laura places Luminaria with the family, turning off her phone when it rings.
Nikki, where do you want these?
Like we haven't missed a day since we danced in our ballet. I'm so glad that we've been cast. Now it feels like it's Christmas at last. You're the star.
Hey, Laura?
Yeah. Scott wakes Laura, who is sleeping behind the reception desk.
Hey. Hi.
Morning. Do we think that color is right for those chairs?
I hope so, because we have about 200 of them coming in right now.
200?
Huh?
That's great.
Laura sleeps on half-wrapped gifts. Scott walks past the ballroom where Laura and Ricardo rehearse.
Yes.
After watching for a moment, Scott shakes his head and leaves. Another day, Laura, Scott, and Eddie.
Online last night. We have to get computers at the front desk.
Copy. I changed them to tablets.
Oh, no, we didn't do tablets.
Trust me. It's better.
Computers or tablets?
On that side, Laura.
Yes! Looking good.
The kids.
You can be Rudolph. Actually, you would be a cute comic.
Who's Nikki talking to?
That would be Danielle.
I thought those two didn't get along.
That was last week. Now, apparently, they are best friends forever. Time's infinity.
Good to know.
Getting ready for bed.
Hey, Nikki, we never really talked about your Christmas wish list.
I already gave it to you. You sent it, didn't you?
Yes, of course. I just didn't know if you had any last-minute additions.
Well, I was kind of hoping for some snow. We haven't seen any ever since we got here.
I actually think that's Mother Nature's domain.
Santa can talk to her, right?
Yeah, I think so.
They smile at each other.
Come here. Let's get you tucked in.
Nikki climbs into bed.
Let's tuck you in. Cute.
Will Grandpa be lonely when we leave?
Yeah, I think he's gonna miss us.
Then maybe we should stay.
In Rosemont? You didn't even want to come here.
Yeah, but I like it here now.
Well, what about LA? And all your friends at school, aren't you gonna miss that?
I'll miss them. But if we leave, I'll miss my friends here. And Grandpa, too. And I think he'll miss us.
All right, well, how about this? Why don't we just come back and visit more often? Is that good?
Can we ask Mother Nature when we can come so we can see it snow?
Yes. I love you. Sleep tight.
Laura kisses her goodnight. In the ballroom, Taylor enters to find Ricardo at work.
Hi.
What? What are you doing here?
Is now a good time?
Yeah. What's up?
So I have some news.
You got the tour.
I did.
Gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. But only if you come with me.
Ricardo shakes his head in disbelief.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah, and the hotel, they'll understand and...
Understand what?
Well, we have to leave for London the day after tomorrow.
I'm sorry, that's the night of the Christmas show and I have to...
Yeah, well, we have a preview performance that we have to do on New Year's Eve and... That only gives us like a week to learn the choreography.
Well, look, I can't. I have to be here for the Christmas show. It's in like 2 days, and you have to understand. I can't just leave.
Ricardo, this is the type of thing we've been dreaming about. This is leading roles in a 2-year global tour.
He nods.
Look, just don't say no. Just think about it.
She leaves him, blinking and staring. Scott on the phone.
Yeah. Oliver, the place looks fantastic. Exactly. Right. Well, no, you were right to send me out here. Laura was pretty seriously behind before I pitched in. Yeah, she was struggling. I would be happy to take the lead on the Boston property, yes. Okay. I'll see you here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Scott hangs up and sees Laura standing near enough to hear his conversation.
Laura, hey, it's not what you think.
Oh, really? Because I think you just lied to me, and I think you badmouthed me to our boss, so how is that not what I think?
Oliver was worried. He wasn't going to listen to me or you. I had to do something drastic. Trust me, it was for your own good.
Trust me. Well, you know what? My father was right. Never trust someone who says, trust me.
I'm really sorry.
Okay. Then fix it.
How?
If you're actually sorry, call Oliver and tell him the truth.
Laura, I need to go over the opening night party plans.
I need you to give me a minute.
Oh, hey, Laura. Can I talk to you for a second?
Laura, we need to finish this conversation.
Laura dashes away, leaving Scott, Eddie, and Ricardo facing each other. Ricardo glares at Scott. Now at the cafe with Alicia.
So I guess this means you're not dating Scott anymore.
Oh, no, that is way over. And please don't tell me this makes room for Ricardo, okay?
I wasn't gonna say anything.
Yes, you were. You were gonna be like, well, you're single and he's single and you're both dancing in the show together and it's Christmas.
Okay, you would say, oh, but I'm still moving back to LA and then he's gonna get a job and leave again.
And then you would say that chances like this don't come around very often.
I'm pretty eloquent, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Alicia moves to serve two plates, leaving Laura at the counter. In the ballroom with Taylor.
Hey. Hi, I'm looking for you.
Yeah, have you seen Laura?
I have not, but will you make sure to give this invoice to them for me?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Look, she ran out of here real quick, and I've been trying to call her.
No, I haven't seen her, but you know we have a plane to catch. Tomorrow, right?
Yes. I can't leave until I talk to Laura.
Okay. But you will be there.
I don't know. Look, you're right. It's an amazing opportunity, but I...
You need to talk to Laura.
I have to talk to Laura, yes.
Well, when you talk to Laura, let her know that you have a plane to catch, and I'll be at the airport, and I hope to see you there.
Ricardo approaches Mr. Montoya, who is manning a toy drive.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hi. Hey, I'm Mr. Montoya. How's it going?
Doing good work. Makes you feel good.
Merry Christmas.
Remember that?
Yeah, I will. Have you seen Laura?
Not since this morning. Why, is there a problem?
No. It's all good.
Merry Christmas.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever, had to make a choice, and no matter what way you went, it was gonna, you know, hurt somebody?
Do you remember your senior prom?
That's random.
You and Laura had been dating for a while. And I didn't approve.
I remember that.
You always had your head in the clouds. You were always thinking about some big future and not appreciating what you had in the present. That night, you came to the door wearing your tuxedo.
You have the critic.
Holding a corsage for Laura. You remember what you said to me? You said,
"Happy holidays.
Mr. Montoya, I'm going to marry your daughter one day, and I'm going to make her happy. It's the most important thing in the world to me. Even more important than dancing."
Ricardo smiles.
I remember that.
I like that young man. I approved of that young man.
What? You approved? You never told me that.
I didn't chase you off with a pitchfork, did I?
No, you didn't. Well, hey, I guess when you're young, you're foolish, you say things because your head's on top of the clouds, so who cares, right?
We always have choices. The ones we make when we are young and foolish can be forgiven. But the ones we make later, those are the ones that really count.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Let me help you with that.
A sign advertises the 75th anniversary of Enchanted Lodge Christmas show. Laura enters the studio and finds Taylor there, preparing to leave.
Taylor, you're back.
Yeah, so I take it you haven't talked to Ricardo.
We've been playing phone tag and I just kind of thought he'd be here.
Yeah, I got the job.
Okay.
Yeah, and Ricardo got it too. It's kind of like a package deal.
Is he gonna take it?
To be honest, I don't know. I'm on my way to the airport right now, and I don't know if he's gonna be there. But what I do know is that if he's not, it's because of you.
Is it a good opportunity?
It's an amazing opportunity. Once in a lifetime. Like a Christmas wish coming true. Merry Christmas, Laura.
By the fountain at the lodge, Ricardo listens to a message.
Here are the parents' big squares, so you can start rehearsals.
Okay, I got it. Hey, it's Laura. I just talked to Taylor, and you have to take the job. I do not want to be the one who gets in the way of your dream. You were not supposed to stay then, because Nikki is proof of that, and I just don't think you're supposed to stay now either. Don't worry about the Christmas show because I've been rehearsing with Nikki, so I can take care of the kids. And Ricardo, don't worry about me. You being happy, that was my Christmas wish.
He hangs up the call and stalks away. He pauses for a moment and turns to toss a coin into the fountain. Eddie greets Laura at the lodge, now completed and decorated for Christmas.
Laura, where you been? You know, we open tomorrow.
Long story.
Ricardo was here a little while ago. He was out in the courtyard looking for you.
Wait, he's still here?
He said he was going to the airport.
Laura's smile fades.
Opening day.
She walks out to the fountain, crying, and pulls the coin from her coat pocket. She tosses it into the fountain and wipes away a tear before turning away. home, Nikki and Laura stack wrap presents under the tree while Grandpa wraps another gift.
I don't want to do the Christmas show if you're not.
How come?
Won't it hurt your feelings?
Are you kidding me? Now I get to help with your part of the show, and that's an honor.
It's not fair that I get to dance and you don't.
Well, sometimes doing the right thing isn't always the easiest. Yeah?
Nikki shakes a gift.
No! Go get ready.
Okay.
Don't forget your antlers.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. This time, it was my decision.
Now you're going to go back to L.A., back to doing everything on your own.
I gotta get home at some point, Dad.
Friends, family, a place to be with people who love you at Christmas. That is home.
They hug.
Thank you. Now I have to go get ready, or I'll be late.
A neon sign for the Enchanted Lodge beckons. The lobby is crowded with men and women in elegant dress. At one end, Claudia and Laura strategize.
I can't believe we're not going to have a grand finale for the Christmas show.
No, we're just going to have a different one. The kids will come out for another encore and we'll finish big with Santa. People will love it.
When I get my hands on Ricardo...
You are going to hug him because he could not have passed up this opportunity. And because he's family.
Thank you.
Bring it in. Good. Yeah, hug it there.
Oh, my boss is here. Okay. Bye, guys. Hey, Oliver, good to see you. How welcome. You? Good travel in?
Right, this place.
Yes, we've come a long way.
Laura shows Oliver around while Letty approaches Scott.
Wow, it's an amazing night, huh?
Yeah. Turned out pretty great.
It's incredible what Laura's done with this place, don't you think?
Yeah, but, I mean, she did have help.
Oh, yeah. My crew was great. At the end of the day, Laura deserves all the credit for it. Don't you think?
Eddie elbows Scott.
I don't know about that.
Hey, this was falling
apart. Oh, you don't? Is that your boss over there?
Spruce that up.
Yes. My boss?
Yeah, it is him. You know, maybe I should just go tell him exactly how much credit Laura deserves.
Eddie stands with arms crossed, glaring at Scott.
No. I'll tell him.
I'm so sorry. I have to go. I will see you guys soon. Enjoy.
Oliver, sir.
Scott, nice to see you. How are you? You guys have done a great job, I must say. Really nice.
Thank you. About that. Can I talk to you inside for a second?
Sure.
Eddie comments as Scott and Oliver walk in.
We might just end up on Santa's nice list after all.
Eyes closed, Mr. Montoya tosses a coin into the fountain. Inside, the children prep for the show. Outside, Oliver comes to Laura.
Laura, I've been looking for you.
I figured you'd want to chat.
Mm-hmm. You've done such an amazing job here. You should be so proud.
Thank you. It was a team effort. I couldn't have done it without Eddie.
Yeah, every great team is a great team leader. I cannot wait for your new assignment.
I'm sorry, you're not firing me?
Firing you? Why?
Well, because Scott...
Oh, Scott. Him, I fired.
Oh.
He had some kind of a conscience awakening. Told me he wasn't being honest with either one of us. I don't know, maybe it was a Christmas miracle? Anyway, I'm not the kind of guy to say I'm sorry.
But...
That was it. Now, about your new assignment. Dallas, hotel, perfect for you.
Actually,
I may have a different idea of what my next assignment should be.
Laura on stage.
Merry Christmas, everybody! And welcome to the grand opening of the Enchanted Lodge. Laura Trudeau, and I am pleased to be presenting the 75th annual Enchanted Christmas Show.
The children dressed as reindeer cheer.
When you get to work with a group like this, they sort of become like an extended family. And over the last few weeks, I've really come to understand the importance of family, especially during the holiday season. And now that you are all a part of this family, I promise you, these doors will always be open to you. I will make sure of it. Because now, I'm so excited to say, I am the new general manager of the Enchanted Lodge.
Mr. Montoya and Alicia widen their eyes.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Enjoy the show, but more importantly, have fun. Thank you.
Claudia guides the performers out.
Okay. Smile, smile. Christmas. Merry Christmas. Quickly.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay. Oh my goodness, you guys look so great. Are you excited? Okay, listen, I know you worked really, really hard this week, but just know it's about fun. So get out there and have a good time, okay? All right, go. Take your places. Right, grind your legs.
Claudia glares at Laura.
They are expecting a grand finale. And they will get one. It's going to look amazing. They're going to love it. Did you see how cute they were? It's going to be good.
The children walk onto the stage and take their places. Laura parts a curtain to watch their show. The children are dressed as reindeer in harnesses. The girls wear green skirts and the boys wear green shorts, and they all have red bands on their torsos. They all wear brown shirts and tights, and have white, furry wrists, ankles, and necks. On their heads, they wear ears and antlers. Their faces are made up with reindeer noses. They perform the prancing moves they practiced with Ricardo. Soon they part from a formation to reveal two breakdancing elves. As they finish, all the children bow and Laura claps from the wings, stopping Nikki as she comes through the curtains. Claudia calls to her.
You have got to tell these people that Ricardo is not coming.
As Laura reaches for the mic, Nikki interrupts her.
Mom.
Yeah.
I want to do it again.
I promise you will get to do it again next year, okay?
Okay. Can Ricardo help next year?
I think he's going to be busy. I'm so sorry.
Please, Ricardo, we really need your help.
Ricardo enters from behind a curtain.
Well, my schedule is actually a lot lighter than I expected. So.
Hi.
Hi.
I thought that you went to the airport.
I did. I had to let Taylor know that I was going to be staying.
You cannot give up an opportunity like that for me.
It's a little bit more than that. Look, I'm done chasing those dreams. Found a new one. Or I want this. I want us. The three of us.
He looks to Nikki. Laura gives him a big hug.
Well, my wish came true. I love you.
She lets him go and he looks into her eyes.
That was my wish.
I am so sorry to interrupt this very touching moment. But are you guys gonna dance or what?
You wanna show them what a real grand finale looks like?
Mm. Let's do it.
The audience applauds as Laura and Ricardo take the stage. Nikki's eyes widen and her mouth drops as Laura and Ricardo begin dancing. In the red dress and high heels, Laura takes Ricardo's hands. In his black suit, he leads her in an elegant Latin dance. As they dance, the crowd responds with applause and appreciative attention. He lifts her into a low spin before beginning twirls that end in a high spin, with her resting on his shoulders. All the guests cheer. From backstage, Mickey and Claudia join the cheering. Now the entire cast is on stage taking a bow. Laura and Ricardo join hands and bow together in front of the other cast members. Now, the performers part to reveal Santa in a throne on the stage. Ricardo, Laura, and the performers all mill about after the show. Now at home, Nikki hands out presents from under the tree.
Grandma.
Oh.
Oh. That looks like a good one.
Thank you.
Mom.
Thank you. May I get a hug too?
Oh, I love you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you.
This one's special.
Alicia hands Nikki a red gift bag containing a teddy bear.
It's so cute!
Like it?
Yeah! Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
Laura answers the door.
Hey, come in!
Ricardo gestures for her to come out.
Guys, come on! Come here!
As they come to the porch, they marvel to see a light snow falling.
I am so building a snowman!
Nikki catches flakes in her mouth and jumps into the small snowbank forming. Ricardo and Laura kiss on the patio as Nikki frolics.